This is the A2R Recovery Service podcast. Copyright Dave Cooper, all rights reserved.
Hello, my name's Dave Cooper, and I want to welcome you to another in the Alternative to Rehab series of podcasts. Today, as part of the Advanced Recovery series, we're going to do number two in that series, which is what we might call Advanced FREDs. Now, if you don't know what FREDs are, and you haven't created a stable platform in your recovery and you don't know what that is, I would say you're definitely not ready to be taking this on and engaging with it. And I would invite you to go back and look at the podcasts and the blogs around those two subjects. FREDS stands for fear, resentment, emotion, dishonesty and selfishness, and it's the things that we engage with as part of our basic recovery. And how we create a stable platform. A stable platform is when we get up to that line of normality that we call it, in which we're not using and not acting out and we're not fighting it off and tempted every day. Once we've created that, we are then ready to look at advanced recovery, and we're actually needing to look at advanced recovery. But until we've created that, it really is counterproductive to start trying to go into advanced recovery, because it's only going to catch you out. So, with that reminder in place, I would also actually add one more reminder, which is that not everybody needs this. Everybody needs growth, yes, because in the first 2 to 5 years, what we usually find in recovery is that if you don't go forwards, you start going backwards. You don't really tread water, you start sinking. But whilst everyone needs recovery, not everyone has a problem with what we're going to look at today. Some people have no problem at all asking for what they want. Some people have no problem at all expressing their needs. But in my experience, 9 out of 10, of the clients I work with would certainly have a difficulty with this. And it tends to go hand in hand with addiction, as do several other things. So we're going to look today at advanced FREDs. In other words, we're going to take particularly the E of the FREDs, the emotion. We're going to take that to a new level. And what that means is we're going to be revealing and owning more of our own stuff. That's what we need to do in order to take... So let's make a start. Picture now, where do you struggle? Think about times when you find it hard to ask for help, to acknowledge and share your needs. If you find that you struggle with this, then we're looking at helping you to reveal and own more of your own stuff. So if you think back now about resentment and your fears, your dishonesty, your selfishness, a lot of that stuff that you looked at as part of building a stable platform, as part of your basic recovery, this is the same process. What did you do? You revealed stuff to yourself. How many of you knew at that time how much resentment you suffered from? How much fear was in your life, how much dishonesty there was going on. You didn't. A lot of this stuff was revealed to yourself. It was true, it was always there, but you didn't know it until you had the courage in your treatment program to take a look at it. And what happened then? You started to own it. Look at what we do with resentment. We do a processing that says, instead of, you know, he said this, she said that, we turn that into, I resent them. So what's happening there? You're owning your own stuff. And immediately you own it, you bring the locus of control back internal and to yourself, and you say, right, now I can do something about it. When you're looking at other people and what they do, you know, if only she hadn't said this, if only this hadn't happened, I'd have been fine. You're entering a world of frustration. And it can literally drive you mad. Now, based on that work you did, think about just taking it to a new level now. Because what isn't included in that basic work is things like needs and wants. We're just talking about the bad stuff. We're talking about resentment, dishonesty, selfishness, fear, right? We're talking about cleaning up a lot of that basic but very powerful negative emotion. Well, not all emotions are negative, but a lot of emotions are difficult to accept, to process, to own. We're looking at needs and we're looking at wants. Okay, a lot of people find it very difficult to ask for what they want. They find it very difficult to share their needs. And what I want to ask you is this. Do you think that this isn't costing you? What I want you to understand is that this is costing you in a huge way. I'm going to give you another picture now. And it's a picture that probably a lot of us can remember when we were kids going to a swimming pool and being given a float to help us learn to swim. And they're polystyrene, I think. They're incredibly difficult to hold underwater. And when you try and do it, they inevitably bob back up and it takes such a lot of energy just to hold them under. Well, that picture is what it's like for you to hold truth, your own truth, away from yourself, for you to not acknowledge what you need and what you want. You're basically saying, I don't want to see that. And I want you to understand how much energy it takes to keep that away from your own sight. What people report, and I've seen it 100 times, people report once they accept this stuff, once they start owning their own stuff at this level, that their energy level increases so much. And this is very consistent with this idea of how hard it is to keep this stuff from yourself. You don't have to do that anymore. That float can just bob up and we don't need to worry because we can look at it now. Think about what somebody's doing. Think about what you would like them to do. Think about what it would be good if they did something different. And then think about translating that into a want. What is it you want? Now, people don't have to do what you want, and the therapeutic effect of owning and processing and practicing, acting out on what you want, is going to be there for you, whether they do this thing or whether they don't do it. Obviously, there's always risk involved when you start becoming vulnerable, when you start saying, well, I'd really like it if you do this, or I'd really need this at the moment. I mean, just asking for a hug, for example. Or sometimes it's congratulating somebody, saying well done to them. We can find some of these feelings very difficult to own. So if you want that kind of energy back in your life, then try this exercise. Try to reveal to yourself by translating what you want to happen into one of your own wants. And say it this way, I would like, or I want, or I need X. Okay? Translate it that way and then think about who you should be saying that to and consider the idea of saying it to them. Just consider it. It's not something that anyone's going to force you to do, but if I've put it correctly today, then I've inspired you towards the benefits of this practice. The benefits are that you will have, depending on how big a problem it is to you, I would say you could end up with 25% more energy in your life, more ability to get things done just from doing this, because that's the level of energy it can take to keep it from you. Now, when you own, what are you doing? You're changing something into I language. I want, I need. Okay, and this is incredibly difficult to shift towards for a lot of us. And it may mean that you, one of the ways that I sometimes suggest to clients that they do this is that they practice first. They don't actually say it, but process the thing that you want to say, process the thing that you need to say, and then imagine who to say it to, and then just leave it there. Just leave it there until you're ready to actually do it. But once you are ready, you'd be surprised the response that you think you're going to get, that's not what you get. And there's a very good reason for that, which we're going to cover in the third one of these advanced recovery series, which is going to be all about shame and narcissism. So until then, I'll thank you for listening and see you next time.